we have with us as guests. We've had a lot of amazing guests so far this morning. Rav Daniel and Nava Eisenberger with us. Rav Daniel Eisenberg is director of the recreational program here at Camp Hask, and Nava Eisenberg is director of the vocational program here at Camp Hask. I say good morning to both of you, and welcome to JM in the AM.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Nice to speak with you. So let's get some of the technical stuff into our audience's lexicon. What is a director of recreational program? What does that do here at Camp Hask?
So in our camp, we have an academics program, which does math and reading and writing and all those fun things that that we do during the year. And for the campers that are older, that are too old for school, too cool for school, so they have activities throughout the day. And even the younger campers, once the school program is over, they have tons of activities. And we say we put the camp in Camp Hask. We're what make it a camp. So all the activities fall under the recreation program.
And what percentage of these activities would probably be in a regular camp? And what percentage are unique to Camp Hask?
I would say that just about all of them are activities you would find in a regular camp, and then just the question is how we adapt it for our
campers.
Games
on the field, playground, swimming, I mean, all this stuff.
We have sports, swim, we have an adaptive pool, we have a special pool, like wheelchairs that go into the pool, so to transition campers there. We have adapted swings in our playgrounds, we have all kinds of different activities, sports, baking, music, nature, you name it, and we have it, and just we adapt it for our campers so our campers can get the full camp experience regardless of what their cognitive or physical abilities may be.
Wow, unbelievable, I'll tell you. It's not, obviously, I'm sure even decades ago, the activities that were taking place in other camps were being done here, but now with all the special equipment and the specialty staff, and even baking, you mentioned baking, right?
Yeah.
One might think it's going to be difficult, you know, with certain levels of functioning youngsters to actually bring them into a culinary setting, but it's doable, right?
Yeah, for sure. We have specially trained staff, know exactly what they're doing. They're amazing with the campers. And I imagine
they're so proud. I mean, baking is different, really, than sports, because I imagine how proud they are when the product of what they've done is now being enjoyed by them and others.
Yeah, for sure. You see the smiles on their faces and sometimes a little frosting as well. always enjoying it. And there are many special diets that our campers have.
Right.
And we have to have a gluten-free option, a sugar-free option, all kinds of things to make sure that everyone can take part.
Wow, I didn't even think of that. You put them in an environment like that, you have to be careful what they're taking and what they might be tasting, etc.
Yeah.
All that has to be considered. Nava's here, Nava Eisenberg, Director of Vocational Program. Nava, I'll give you a chance now to tell people what Director of Vocational Program is all about.
Sure. So a lot of campers that come here are very capable, and they actually do have jobs during the year as well. And a big aspect of the vocational program is that we like to keep up those skills, and we want to make sure that they have a chrayus, and they come in, they have a sign-in sheet, they get paid every week, we have an employee of the week, all under the leadership. This is Rev Daniel's brainchild.
Employee of the week.
They do.
Because they probably have that where they work during the year as well, I would guess.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. They get a bonus.
As employee of the week.
They get a bonus as employee. And, they really do wear it as a badge of pride. And when I say, I call them my employees. And
because during the year, it wouldn't be unusual to find them stocking
in a
shelves,
a CVS,
cashier,
right?
I mean, the whole list is probably a very long list of vocations, right? That they pursue during the year. So now it's up to you to make sure those skills are maintained while they're up at Camp Hask.
Yeah, we do, and we
that
hold
could
them
be
to
with
it.
Some of the stuff they're doing around camp.
Absolutely,
or?
So every day they do dining room setup. So they're putting on the tablecloths, they're putting out the cutlery, they're doing the ketchup in the little packets or whatever. And then they're depending on the camper. They have different jobs in the afternoon. Some work in the canteen, some organize, some do folding, some
mail.
The mail deliveries, they deliver packages.
Oh, that must be a big one.
And really it's something that gives them a real feeling of contribution. And I say, like, you guys work here, you're part of camp, and I call them it's called Koach, the program. So they're my Koach workers, they're my Koach employees.
Now, we've emphasized how there are benchmarks that are achieved by campers in Camp Hask, that they're for whatever reason, not always achievable during the year, but they're able to do certain things here. Are your campers, the ones you're working with vocational training and vocational aspects, are they able to take skills from here and advance and be even more qualified when they get back to the city in September?
Right. Well, that is also what I tell the counselors when they come into the program. I said, like, this is something that they can smack on a resume.
Right.
When they go to CVS or Walgreens, and they're going to say, do you have any training or any experience? They say, well, I set up the table every single day in Camp Pass.
Right.
I worked in the canteen.
I'll be your display for you, right? The same way I did it up at ASK.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So they can do that. And, that, you know, and obviously within the program, there are ranges of capabilities. Abilities, right. So I know it's appropriate, but we had a camper here who, you know, didn't exactly present as capable as the other people in Koach, and his job was to organize the shul. Somebody took a video of him, and he organized all of the sfarim in perfect order. He shoved in all the chairs, and he loves Diet Coke. So we're like, okay, somebody give this guy a Diet Coke. You know, that was a
huge smile.
That was a huge smile, and he felt such purpose.
Well, why do you think the retail chains do all this? I mean, I know image and business is always two of the reasons, but they are pretty open to this whole concept of helping to train and then employing people in this situation.
I think that aside from just image, which I'm sure is a part of it, I think it just also regains our hope in humanity, that there are good people out there who, you know, want to contribute to society, and, you know, what goes around comes around.
And the customers very often create a tremendous bond with some of these guys. I mean, it's really fun to watch how people, you know, feel they're part of the family already.
Oh, we actually, one of our employees, Ellie Gorelick, he worked in Seasons, and
everyone knew him.
Everybody knew him. He packed our orders so many times.
Sometimes he would ask us if we enjoyed the food we got.
And not only that, when Seasons closed down, they made him a party.
Oh my gosh!
They made him a party that they said that they would miss him so much because of what he did for everybody, and he's amazing. Shout out to Ellie Gorelick.
Unbelievable.
The Gorelick family.
Rev Daniel, has the weather been cooperative? Have the activities been curtailed?
For the most part,
oh, I'm glad to hear that.
For the most
some
part,
camps are complaining about this summer with the amount of rain that there's been, but thank God everything's been.
Listen, we're doing Hashem's work here, so Hashem can run the world however he wants. We're just doing our best to play.
I said to Rev Judah before, you must have some deal with him, because every time you need good weather, it seems you get it.
Especially for our theme days and our activities, our pirate night, Wild West night, we need all these things.
Now we're post-Nachamu. There must be some cool stuff coming up, right?
And Camp Pass even pre-Nachamu.
Right, that's right, even during the 9 days.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's never unusual to walk into Camp Ask and see a lot of dress up, right? A lot of different people dressed up in a lot of different types of costumes.
It's unusual if you show up and no one's in costume. That's unusual.
I remember Superhero Day was like, you know, I felt like I was being surrounded by all these amazing people. But there are a lot of superheroes in Ask.
That's true. All the councils are superheroes. I think everybody.
Well, I take this opportunity to wish both of you continued success. You're doing so many important things for our campers, and it's much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
The Eisenbergs of Daniil and Nava here at Camp Pass. Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you so much.